Welcome to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach. We are coming to you from Dallas, Texas at Herb's house. And I want you to take your Bible, be turning to the book of Colossians chapter 1. We're in verse 6 today. And the title of this devotion is Gospel Fruit. The gospel is so powerful that it continues to produce fruit in our life, Kent, day by day. It's not just that it was a one-time decision and that's the only effect, but it continues to produce fruit in our lives. And that's what we're going to be looking at here today. So, Colossians 1, verse 6. Let me read this passage. I'm reading from the New American Standard. It's a little bit longer verse. He's talking about the gospel, which has come to you just as in all the world. Also, it is constantly bearing fruit. Did you hear that? And increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. What this is telling us, Paul is saying to the Colossians, he gives thanks to God that they have believed in Jesus Christ, that they have received the gospel. But he tells them that this gospel has come to them just like it has come to those who believe throughout the world. Now, what this underscores is that there is only one gospel in the whole world. There's only one way of salvation. There's only one Savior. And the Colossians have believed in this one gospel, just like the believers in Jerusalem, just like the believers in Ephesus, just like the believers in Corinth, just like wherever believers are, this gospel has come to them and they have received it. And that's why really we send out missionaries and send out evangelists and send out those who can bear witness of Christ. But notice the power of the gospel, the effect of the gospel, Kent, in verse 6. It says, it, referring to the gospel, it is constantly bearing fruit. It's not just that there's a one-time taking away of our sins and we just continue to live a life like we once previously lived. No, no, no. When we commit our life to Christ, yes, he does wash away all of our sins. But it's the start of a brand new life. And there will be this producing of fruit in our lives. There is no one who is genuinely saved, but that there is this fruit that's being produced by God in their lives. And he says constantly bearing fruit. In other words, it's a day by day ongoing working of the gospel in our lives. Now, what is this fruit? Well, this fruit is Christ-like character. This fruit is Christ-like conduct. And this fruit is conversions. I mean, all of this is being produced in our lives. God's making us like Christ. We live a Christ-like life. We are able to win others to Christ. That's the fruit that the gospel is constantly producing in our lives. And then he has the next two words, Kent, and increasing. It's a dynamic growth. Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. And there will be this evidence of saving faith in a person's life. You can't believe in Jesus and live like the devil. If you believe in Jesus, you're going to live like Jesus. Because the gospel has power to change and transform our lives. And then he adds, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it. I've just got to stop right there. The it refers to the gospel. And what this is saying is the very day that you heard the gospel and believed, it immediately brought about a change in your life. Now, Kent, you and I have heard many times this sad testimony someone will give, like, well, I believed in Jesus when I was 13 years old, but my life never changed. And I went off to college, lived an ungodly life, got married, nothing changed. And it wasn't until we had children. Now we come to church. And so there's this like 10-year gap in their life where there was like no change. They believed in Jesus, supposedly. No life change. No fruit. And then 10 years later, they want to redecorate their life and get serious about God. And so the question is, when were they saved? Well, you were saved when your life began to be changed. I'll just tell you that. Look at this again in verse 6. It says that this fruit began in you the day you heard of the gospel and understood the grace of God in truth. If the gospel has not changed your life, you have not believed the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And so whenever you meet the risen Christ, it will dramatically affect your life. And there will be fruit that will be being produced. And Paul acknowledges that right here. He's crystal clear about this, that every genuine decision to believe in Christ, it immediately brings about the path of discipleship and life change. So, Kent, I've kind of talked a little bit too long. Help us get down into the...
Well, my immediate thought is, it just for clarification for our viewers and for us, is it's proper to say it's faith alone that saves, but a faith that works, right?
Yeah.
Now, the question then is, we get confused about working for our salvation.
Yeah.
And then working out our salvation or the evidence of our salvation.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying is, and you, why don't you just speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know exactly where you're headed with this. Faith alone saves.
Mm-hmm.
Faith alone, period, paragraph, end of discussion.
Yeah.
For by grace you've been saved through faith.
Yeah.
And that not of yourselves is the gift of God.
Because most false religions have a works in them somewhere.
Every man-made religion,
mm-hmm.
you are working your way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
single one. Christianity alone is a message of grace,
mm-hmm.
that God has paid it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have truly believed in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it will now begin a new life,
mm-hmm.
right? The old
mm-hmm.
things passed away.
Mm-hmm.
New things have come.
Yeah.
You've become a new creature
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus. You have a new mind, new heart. That's what the new birth is.
Mm-hmm.
And you now begin to do good works,
mm-hmm.
not in order to be saved,
mm-hmm.
but because you have been saved.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be any more clear
mm-hmm.
about this. And so the Bible says in Ephesians 2:10 that God has prepared
mm-hmm.
good works for us to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have actually believed in Jesus Christ, you are stepping into now a path that has good works that God has foreordained for you to carry out. And if there are no good works being produced in your life, I promise you, you have never believed in Jesus Christ. So, faith alone saves,
mm-hmm.
but faith that is alone
mm-hmm.
does not save,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
true faith
mm-hmm.
works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the clarification. And everyone listening to this who really believes in Jesus Christ, you understand exactly what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. Because the Holy Spirit is your teacher and is verifying the truthfulness of what I'm saying. And if you're listening to this and this doesn't make sense, that's really an evidence that you've never truly believed in Christ yet. And we would urge you to do so, to commit your life to Christ, and you will be given clarity of understanding of how this will now lead you onto a new path, the narrow path that leads to life. So, Kent, I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, it's great. And just one more, I think, clarification that maybe you could make is that this new direction
mm-hmm.
in our lives
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean it's a perfection, right?
Correct. Absolutely. None of us will ever be perfect in
right.
this world. It's not, and you just said it, it's now a new life direction,
mm-hmm.
and we trip and fall along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We still sin. We still fail the Lord at times, but nevertheless, we are being ushered along this new path by the Holy Spirit, and we are following Christ. Mm-hmm. And an evidence that we're truly saved is when we do falter and fail, when we do sin, we're convicted.
Yeah.
About it, and we confess it to the Lord, and yeah. we repent of it, and we're back pursuing yeah. personal holiness.
And that's an evidence of being saved.
It is an evidence of being saved, because the unbeliever doesn't give a rip about their sin. Mm-hmm. So I trust that God is making this very clear to you from His Word. And read Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, if you need some further clarity on this. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ unto good works. Well, thank you for joining us today. Every blessing to you. Cannot wait for our next study in Steadfast Hope.